Welcome, dear friends, to the second installment of this podcast series, which I have entitled Ways of Faith, and which I hope to continue by providing several podcasts each week to the parish website as long as this coronavirus situation persists and until we are able to join together regularly once again for the celebration of the Mass. So in this second podcast, I'd like to talk briefly about something that has become suddenly very popular in the church, and that is the act of making a spiritual communion. Well, what is it, and what does it mean? Well, as we have heard, many, many dioceses throughout our country and the world, in an attempt to assist in stopping the spread of the coronavirus, have suspended the public celebration of the Mass temporarily in order to avoid the gathering of large groups of people, which makes it easier for this illness to spread. Of course, with the temporary suspension of the public celebration of the Mass comes the inability for Catholics to receive the sacrament of the Most Holy Eucharist at Mass. And this is a significant cross, isn't it? Foregoing the reception of the Most Blessed Sacrament for a greater good, to protect the health and even life of our brothers and sisters. And so, in many dioceses and parishes, the faithful are being encouraged to pray an act of spiritual communion, since they cannot receive Holy Communion physically at Mass. And an act of spiritual communion is a great act of placing our trust in God's care and infinite love for us, because what we're doing when we make an act of spiritual communion is we are acknowledging before God that while we want to be able to receive Him in the Eucharist, we can't right now. And so we ask Him in His kindness to give to us the gift of Himself to our hearts, to give to us His grace and peace and love in our hearts to the measure which He Himself sees fit. And we trust that our God, who loves us beyond our ability to understand, not only will give us everything that we need and spiritually and more spiritually speaking whenever we ask, but that He does so happily and with joy. This practice of making a spiritual communion goes back many centuries and has been used in many different kinds of situations. Let me share with you here some beautiful insights and words from Pope St. John Paul II, who spoke about the value of making frequent spiritual communions as a way to increase our love and devotion to the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. These words come from his last encyclical, his last letter to the church, which was called Ecclesia de Eucharistia, on the Eucharist. Then, after I have finished sharing his words and insights with you, I will lead us all in making a spiritual communion, which I plan to do now at the end of each of these podcasts. So here's what St. John Paul II has to say. The Eucharist thus appears as the culmination of all the sacraments in perfecting our communion with God the Father by identification with His only begotten Son through the working of the Holy Spirit. With discerning faith, a distinguished writer of the Byzantine tradition voiced this truth. In the Eucharist, unlike any other sacrament, the mystery of communion is so perfect that it brings us to the heights of every good thing. Here is the ultimate goal of every human desire, because here we attain God, and God joins Himself to us in the most perfect union. Precisely for this reason, the Pope says, it is good to cultivate in our hearts a constant desire for the sacrament of the Eucharist. This was the origin of the practice of spiritual communion, which has happily been established in the Church for centuries and recommended by saints who were masters of the spiritual life. So, for example, Saint Teresa of Avila in the 1500s wrote this: when you do not receive communion and you do not attend Mass, you can make a spiritual communion, which is a most beneficial practice. By it, the love of God will be greatly impressed upon you. So let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. An act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.